Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Yvonne McCoy. Welcome to I'm Ready for Me. I'm ecstatic that you're taking this time for yourself and your business. And you know what? One of the reasons I'm ecstatic is already this year has been like no other. I have astounded myself. I hope you're doing the same thing. And what I want you to know is the whole I'm ready for me, adept living is a philosophy of living your life expertly as a skilled, well-trained, and thoughtful person. In other words, you know, your life doesn't just have to happen to you. You can learn and use success strategies and systems, and you can consciously enrich your life to get what you want. Whether those life choices are about your health, your wealth, or yourself, the result of creating a bolder, more dynamic life is really rewarding. And the process really begins with discovering and focusing on what you envision for all the areas of your future success, that you can expand your horizons fearlessly when you have those strategies and systems to handle the change, the goal setting, and the problem solving and managing resources and all those things. So what are you waiting for? It's not just about one area of your life. It's about your whole life. And I am ecstatic to take this journey with you. So be sure to click on the like button in the upper left-hand corner and let's get it done. And like I said, goals are an important part. So the question is, how do you set big, enjoyable, rewarding goals? You know, you've set goals before and not achieved them. They seemed realistic, but somehow you just didn't follow through. So what's going on? So one question is it what you really want? Is it possible that you're missing the one thing that will make the difference? And that one thing is your unique why. You know, have you tapped into the reason you really want it? Not the reason you should want it, but the reason why you really want it. You know, first you can create a big picture why of what you want to do with your whole life, or let's just say over the next 10 years. And then you can identify some large-scale goals that you want to achieve. You know, is it business goals? Is it personal goals? Will these goals affect each other? They most definitely will. And so the question is, how do you set goals that are going to help you to, you know, improve the outcomes that you get? How do you take these big goals and break them down into smaller and smaller target pieces that you can hit during your lifetime? And more importantly, how do you stop struggling to make those big goals, and how do you make them enjoyable and rewarding? So the question that I want to ask you is, when you wake up in the morning, are you excited about the goals that you set, or do you dread them? Do you think, I have to get new clients this week, or I have to lose 10 pounds? I mean, that's kind of a dread. That's a weight, isn't it? And so the question is, how do you make these more enjoyable? How do you make these more rewarding? So, you know, we've talked about setting goals so many times, and I hope I can bring a new twist to it. But the first thing I want to say is the reason that I created the I Am Ecstatic life planning model is so that you could set some big goals, right? Some big goals that have to do with your whole life. And this will give you a focus for gathering information. And, you know, as I said, the next step is activation, that you actually have to use the information. If you can't use it, you should file it or fling it, and, you know, then it's not stuck in your head. So the question is, when you first start a big goal, and that big picture, and then you break it down, how do you, you know, work to start achieving these goals? So, again, a lot of times we say we need clients or I want to lose, you know, X number of pounds. There's this feeling of dread. So how can we switch that around? And just very simply, one way would be, instead of saying I need clients or I need to get 5 clients, you know, to say, can I find 5 people that I can help? Can I find 5 people that really need my services? Doesn't that feel lighter? Doesn't that feel better? And it's really the truth, all right, that your business is about helping other people to do what they want to do. Or if you said, I love eating healthy because my energy soars, which is much nicer than saying, I have to lose 10 pounds, okay? So, you know, we want to take a chance, we want to take a look at this, and we want to see how we can make this possible so that you can have more energy behind your goals, so that you don't procrastinate, and so you get the results that you want. So what are we going to learn today? We're going to talk about why. Why set goals in the first place? And we're going to talk about your why it's important to you. And then we're going to look at where are you now and where do you want to change? And that's important because if you can't figure out where you are and where you want to go, it's going to be hard to get there. You're going to be spending a lot of time and energy just changing and flailing around. And then we're going to go to an old-time favorite. It's kind of an updated version of SMART goals. It's Smarter Goals. And the whole purpose there is to make that process more personal for you so it makes more sense. And, of course, we're going to have an assignment and an action plan. So that's what we're going to cover today. And one of the things I want to do is I want to start the process with setting goals by looking at your lifetime goals. You know, then we work, you know, on chunking that down for you so the next year, the next 5 years, the next month, the next week, and we start moving towards that. But one of the things that I think is so important in this whole process, and happens so often to all of us, is that we are setting other people's goals. Some people, whether they're family or friends or even business acquaintance, may want to influence the goals that you set. You know, maybe they feel that they know what's best for you, or maybe they want you to have a certain path or do a certain thing. And, you know, we appreciate those relationships, but the problem is that then those don't become big, bold goals for us. They become shoulds. They become things that you have to do, things that you dread. And it's clearly important that you have good relationships with these people, and you need to do, you know, what you're asked within reason, you know, in relationships. But your goals need to be your own, not somebody else's. So it's really important to be assertive and do what you think is right for you. So, for instance, with your boss, one of the things you want to take a look at is if he wants you to do a certain thing and he, you know, ask if he really cares how you do it or as long as you get the outcome. Because if he doesn't care how you do it, then that's an opportunity for you to take that and make it your own so that you're much more excited about doing it. So, for instance, I just remember that when I was in corporate America, sometimes they would say to us, you know, you have to cut the labor costs by 10%. If they didn't tell me specifically where those cuts had to come from, I would share that with my department heads and say, you know, you have to cut your labor costs by 10%. You can do it any way you want, okay, as long as productivity doesn't suffer, because each one had different needs and different things that they needed to do. If, in fact, they said, you know, and it gave me a feeling of I was more empowered and I was more invested and so were they. And so that's another reason why it's important to make the goals your own and how you accomplish them in your own particular style. Another thing that we really look at is if our goals are in alignment with each other. So, for instance, you know, a company may give rewards for increased productivity. So people work faster, but then there are more mistakes. A better goal would be to increase production with a certain level of mistakes, which stays the same or lower, right? Because if you can just pump out stuff and there's no, they work against each other if you're going to put out product that's inferior. The same thing is true with weight loss and exercise. When you first start to exercise, you will gain muscle mass, which weighs more than fat. And so people are always complaining, you know, I'm exercising, I'm eating right, and I'm gaining weight. So a better goal might be to take your to measure yourself in inches or to look at your percentage of body fat to see what kind of outcome you're going to get. It could be, if it was in your family life, it could be something about spending more time with the kids. And inadvertently, what that means is that you're spending less time with your significant other. So, you know, you may have fixed one problem but caused another. So it's important to take a look at your goals and see what kind of, because, you know, my favorite saying is with change comes unexpected consequences. So as you're putting together your goals, it's important to look at the big picture and how that's going to happen. And then the last thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself, will doing this move my life forward or make me any happier or better off than I am right now? I think that's important because that's going to help you, again, see whether or not this is something you're doing for somebody else or whether it's something that is done for yourself. And I'm not saying be selfish. I'm saying make sure that you put yourself into it, because that's an important part of the ingredients. Because the more positive your goals are, the more powerful they are. The more connected they are to you, the more chance you are of not procrastinating and actually doing them. Okay? So let's get started. The first thing I want to do is I want to talk about why set goals and your particular why. So there are a lot of good reasons for setting goals. I mean, for one thing, it gives you clarity on your end. It lets you know what you want. You know, there's the old saying that everything in the world is created twice, once in your mind and once in your reality. And if you give yourself a chance to dream, then you can really get excited, and that's a good thing. So setting a goal is a good way to get excited if it really is your goal. And it propels you forward, okay? Your goals are kind of a representation of your inner desires. Goals will cause us to make long-term improvements as opposed to just short-term improvements. Number three is it gives you a laser focus so that you can channel your efforts properly. Goals, the purpose of goals is to transform insurmountable, you know, mountains into walkable hills, because you can take them and chunk them down and be able to do the things that you want to get accomplished. It may seem like it's a huge thing to say, I want to buy a house, right? That might be your dream, or I want to have my own business. Once you break it up into doable steps, it becomes possible to actually see that as happening. I need to, you know, if I want to buy a house, I need to figure out how much money I need. I need to start savings. I need to improve my credit report. I need to do a whole lot of smaller, very doable things that will help you get to that end result. The other thing about goals, number four, is it makes you accountable to yourself. Goals hold you accountable for your failure. Now, I know that sounds really weird, but it's really important to not be a victim and not feel like, well, somebody did this to me. If you say you're going to do something, it's important that you do it. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have failures along the way. And in the short term, you know, those failures make us more resilient. They cause us, you know, to really get real and look at our obstacles and look at our deficiencies, you know, or look at our weaknesses so that we can solve the problems and get where we want to go. And the last reason for setting a goal, okay, is that in the end, if it's the right goal, right, it'll help you be the best that you can be to achieve your highest potential, stretch yourself beyond your normal self, reach new heights, uncover a potential that you didn't know you had. Goals help us to believe in ourselves and cause us to develop some powerful new habits to get us what we want. And like I said, the question that you have to ask yourself is, will moving forward with this help me to be better, help me to enjoy my life more? Is it something that's going to make me a better person than I already am? So that's the reason to set goals. I mean, just in the, you know, in the kind of sterile explanation of goal setting. And if you want to get something done, it's very hard to get it done without goals, because you don't have your true reckoning. So when you get off course, it's really easy to flounder. But why is it important that you have your why, right? And I think the reason is it helps you to focus on goals that you truly want, goals that will help you live life to the fullest, not what you think you want. And I think that is such a big motivator, okay? I may have told you this story before that about weight loss. For some of you that are new to me, you don't know that I've lost 200 pounds. And I had every reason, rational reason, to lose weight. I mean, I had, you know, high blood pressure. I was on the border of I was getting diabetes. I had all these things. I had all these rational reasons. And when it came down to it, there were really three things that I really wanted. And none of them, you know, are very highfalutin or very earth-shattering, okay? I wanted to be able to go into my closet and really like the clothes that were in there, to have clothes in my closet that fit me and that were clothes that I picked, not just clothes that I found on sale or clothes that came in that big enough size. All right. I wanted to be able to play with my grandchildren. My first grandchild was on the way, and that was really important to me because my grandmother, you know, didn't play with us. My mother didn't play with my kids, and I wanted to be a different kind of grandmother, okay? And the last thing is I wanted to wear heels. Now, I mean, let's face it, this is not going to change the world. It's not world peace, but it's what I wanted, and it was the thing that got me started, those three things. Okay, not that I was going to live longer. And, you know, if I was going to be a great grandmother, if I was going to be a good grandmother, it was important that I live longer, and that would be one of the outcomes, but that wasn't the thing that got me started right away. So, you know, there's some things that I'm going to tell you that are, they're the simplest common sense thing, but we still don't do it. So, you know, one of the things I'm going to tell you is, when you're trying to figure out your why, ask yourself, if you had this, what would be different? So in my case, if I lost weight, what would be different is that I could get out and do more. And if I could get out and do more, then I could do more with my grandkids. And if I could do more with my grandkids, then I would have a stronger relationship with them and build a better, you know, better family. All right. The same thing is true that you have to ask about your why. So, for instance, if you say you want to make money in your business, if you had more money, what would be different? So you might say to yourself, I want to pay my bills on time. If you paid your bills on time, what would be different? I would worry less. If you worried less, what would be different? I could relax and have more fun. So really, the whole thing about making money in your business is so that you have freedom to have fun. Right? And this is really important because one of the things it does is it strengthens your sense of urgency when you have a goal that you really like. So no matter how great the goal is or the dream, you have to stay motivated to you have to get motivated to start acting, and you have to stay motivated, right, to get it done. And you can't always wait for motivation just to appear. So you may want to, I mean, this is like, you know, like the old-time thing, write down everything on paper. You might even go so far as to, you know, do a pros and a con column, right? And don't forget to set deadlines for setting your dreams, all right? Because otherwise it's just one day aisle, right? And that's not good enough. You want to do it. So the next thing is to really take a look at where you are now and what do you want to change. So if you haven't done this, you should go to my website, www.yvonnemcoy.com, go to Adept Wealth, which is under the service programs, and download the Wheel of Life, because I'm going to be talking about that. And if you haven't downloaded the I'm Ecstatic Life Planning Model, you should do that too. So the reason I like to use the Wheel of Life is because it's kind of the discovery phase where you can kind of assess your current life and inventory and reflect on where you are not now. And one big thing that happens to us is we tend to have some muscles that are overworked and some muscles that are underworked. So, you know, we may be spending a whole lot of time in our career, but not enough time in other segments in our life. And so this is a way to visually see that and be able to work that out and go, I need to take a look at this. I need to see what I need to change. Maybe I need to be able to cut back a little bit on work so I can do some of these other things. Or if I do some of these other things, it'll make work a lot easier for me, okay? And then you want to take time and really dream about what you really want, all right? Take a look at your time constraints and just imagine what might be. You know, if you look at the ideal life, what changes do you want to experience, right, to make that happen? And I think this is where it awakens the possibility by taking a look at, you know, what's possible, which moves you kind of into the dream phase, right, where you create a powerful vision and a big, bold, enjoyable goal that you're looking for so that you have something big to shoot for, okay? This is, you know, gives you some clarity about making it happen. This is where we, you know, you take a look and you plot the task and consider what kind of support you need and be aware of the challenges that are there. So let me say this again. It's important for you to take a look Remember I said with change comes unexpected consequences. So when you make a change just in one area of your life, it's going to affect the other areas of your life as well. So when you use the wheel of life to start to look at that, it starts to give you the sense of, you know, what's going on. And if you're like most of us, when you do that, what you're going to say to yourself is, ugh, this is a bumpy ride, because not everything is at the same level. And you don't have, there are eight things on the wheel of life. You don't have to use them all, right? You may change some that fit what you need better. You may give yourself 12, you know, more places. But it's a good starting point. And, you know, I say over and over again, I'm a visual learner. So when somebody says, how's your life going? And I go, oh, it's going fine, right? That's a different kind of recognition than if I actually sit there and I do the wheel of life. Like, oh, I wish this were a lot better. This is, you know, and it's relative. So it is a really good place to make you see what you need to do to make it happen. And the last thing I want to talk to you about is SMART goals. Several years ago, I was reminded of the acronym SMART goals. You know, it's a business tool for goal setting, and I had heard it a lot of times. But this time, it was different, because instead of using realistic for the R, the author of the article had used rewarding. And it was just a really small change, but somehow it just felt good. I mean, I want something that's rewarding, okay? And so, you know, I did a little research, and I found that somebody else had expanded SMART goals to smarter goals. They had added an E for ethical. And again, this was a small change, but it was an interesting one because, you know, as business owners, we do have ethical dilemmas, and we usually don't think about them too much. But it was a small enough change that I actually started, between those two things, I actually started using it. And the thing that to note here is the changes or additions hit a personal chord with me. And so the more personal the model is, the more you can customize it for yourself, the more you're going to use it, the more enjoying and rewarding you're going to make it. So that's how you can set your goals. So what I did was I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about smarter goals and see if you can come up with something. So in the traditional model, it was specific. A new option might be significant or simple or sensible or a stretch. In the traditional model, it's measurable, so it could be motivating, meaningful, and you might come up with another word yourself. A was achievable. It may be acceptable, accountable, attainable, action-oriented, agreed upon. The R was realistic. It could be relevant. It could be reasonable. It could be results-oriented. The T was for timely. And, you know, that could be time frame, tangible, tactical, track. And one of the thing that's so important about timely is one of the biggest errors in goal setting is that we underestimate the time that it takes for completion. So how often, you know, are you doing a project and it takes you longer than you thought? Probably, you know, more times than you want to count, at least me. That's true of me. You may also say that the same, you know, for goals that you've set in the past. If you don't estimate the time that it takes to complete it accurately, it's going to be discouraging because you're not going to get it done when you say you're going to get it done. And that's going to make you, you know, want to give up. So it's important to plan and implement a strategy that's going to actually produce the results that you want in the time that you want it. So then the new one that was added was E for ethical. It could be enjoyable, enthusiastic, exciting, energizing, elastic, extending, evaluating, or it could be rewarding. It could be results, resource, risk, recorded, rememberable, or a redo. But the whole idea is for you to find words that make sense for you. And like I said, for me, the whole idea of rewarding was like a biggie. I mean, it really made me shift my thinking. And I think the other thing that's important about this is that it's really important when you do this that you find, you know, all right, let me start with this. Effective solutions may depend on organizing tools and structures, but they have to suit your individual personalities, your traits, and your tendencies. That's why I mention a lot that I'm a visual learner. I really like to see things in charts. I'm color-coded. That makes it easy for me to decipher and to see what's going on, okay? If you, you know, just like with weight loss, I really don't like writing in a journal, a food diary. I already know I ate it. I already feel bad about it. I don't want to see it in writing. What I did was graph my eating. That, to me, said this is when I'm typically, and I color-coded it so that the times, you know, I had planned meals and I had meals when I ate spontaneously. And I could just look at that on one page and see kind of what I had accomplished in a month or 3 weeks. It's hard to do that with a journal, which is why it never, you know, really helped me. So find an emotion, a positive emotion, so that you can use this as follow-through. It's the reason, you know, when you don't have that, that's the reason that you disconnect. And sometimes you need to, when you get stuck, you need to find a new, you know, emotion that you can relaunch your plans, you know. You have to learn to envision the most pleasant and exciting aspect of your plans. And the thing that people tend not to do is they don't write them down. I mean, this is an old-time, you know, favorite thing, but it's so true. The physical act of writing down a goal makes it real and tangible. You have no excuse for forgetting it. And as you write it down, you know, say things like, I will, instead of would like to or might. I will reduce my operating expenses by 10% this year. Not, I would like to reduce my operating expenses. You know, your goal statement can have power, and you can see yourself reducing expenses, and the second one lacks that power. So you need to really inject your goals with power so that they become real for you. All right? The second thing is that I think is so important is that you have to reward yourself, you know, every step of the way, because you need to celebrate your accomplishment. This is kind of the whole idea of the steps model, that part of what you're saying is you're going to stop and think about what's going right. You're going to think about the way you want it to be. You're going to evaluate it. You're going to proceed. And then you're going to have success and celebrate. The more you can do that, the more positive it's going to be for you. And if you take the time to decide how you're going to celebrate ahead of time, then you're actually working for, like, another little mini goal, okay? So, you know, one of the issues with getting big goals is that it's a long time. It's an ongoing action, and it requires that you change your habit. So there are ways to make this happen, and, you know, you have to make it happen the way that you want it to. I'm doing a program right now that I really like where I have to write, you know, my actions down. I have to come up with 5 goals, and I have to write actions down that I'm going to do every day to make them happen. And it has made a huge change, okay? And when you add into that how you're going to feel when you reach it, that you've done the planning, that you've gotten support, that you've had accountability, that you're going to celebrate the success, whether it's, you know, you're down one size, you know, you've got to change like 5 or something, right? But you do it at that point, right? So that has a lot to do with follow-through. So before we get too far into the follow-through part, I just want to go through the SMARTER goals again a little bit. So the traditional is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timely, ethical, and rewarding. And you can come up with a totally different meaning for those letters that are going to help you to go along. The other thing I don't want to forget is if you come up with a ritual that helps you, right, to remember your goals, so that can be a really important thing. So my ritual is I go in and I read this lesson first thing in the morning, and it gets me all revved up. It could be that you put a flower in your office, and when you see it, you know that you know your life is going to bloom before you. You can paste a quote up that you really like, right? You can put, you know, this is the same thing as putting something on the fridge or on a computer or a mirror, right? A friend of mine told me that she just read one of the things that can really help you is to look in a mirror first thing in the morning and say, I love you, I really love you, right, to get your day started. So I do that too. I started doing that too. So to have a ritual to help you to remember your goals, you know, I love myself and I'm worth all the success that I can master. So when you set your goals, you want to make sure that you strike the right balance between all the different areas of your life. And that balance is different for everyone. And that's why the Wheel of Life is a tool that that you can use in the different areas that you need to focus on, you know, the most. And typically what happens is if we're having trouble doing goals, we also have very poor follow-through. You know, we tend to be disorganized in one or more areas. It could be time sense and time management. It could be clutter and physical organization. It could be the way that you organize information. It could be the way you delegate tasks. It could be your ability to break large projects into small action steps. Or it could be prioritizing actions, managing the expectations of others, remembering deadlines. All these things are related to follow-through, and you absolutely have to have follow-through in order to reach a goal. And it's funny because I did a lot of research this past week on follow-through, and in actuality, there's not a whole lot that is written on follow-through and how you can make that work. I find for me that follow-through, I get the best follow-through when, one, I talk about what it is that I'm doing. So I tell other people, and they come back and say, oh, how's that going? Right? So I put it out there in the world. And a perfect example of that is I decided that I wanted to start walking my dog again. And since I had my leg surgery last year, my walking has gotten worse, and I'm just really not happy where I am physically. And so I decided the way to go about this was, after my husband walks the dog in the morning, to take him right back out again because, you know, some of his energy will have abated, and I don't have to feel guilty that I don't take him far, but just to get into the habit. And so, you know, that lasted for like 3 days, and then something came up. I had an early client, and then the holiday weekend came, and and I stopped doing it. So it was interesting because over the holiday, my daughter said, are you still walking the dog? And this morning my husband, and last night, I thought, I got to start doing this again because this is really important. You know, and I put all my stuff out, and my husband, before he went to work, said, don't you have to get up, you know, so that you have time to walk the dog, don't you have an early client? So that is one of the ways to get follow-through, is to involve other people, okay? And the trick, I think, is to know what you're willing to take in terms of support. So, you know, years ago, when people said, you're not supposed to eat that, that would just infuriate me. And, you know, and then I was, like, mad at them. So find a way that they can support you that you don't get mad at them, okay? The other way, and this is really kind of the same thing, is I find kids are really motivated. If you say, every time mom loses 5 pounds, I'm going to get you something, or every time I walk the dog in the morning, you know, or if I walk the dog, you know, 4 times this week, I'll get you something. They won't let you forget. And so to me, that probably is the biggest follow-up, and, you know, that and a to-do list. But those two, to me, are like the biggest. Is to get that support. So what's your assignment for this week? One is to create a big, enjoyable plan. Do your, you know, do your, download the Wheel of Life. Again, it's at www.yvonnemcoy.com. And look under the services or programs under Adept Wealth, and you can see where you can sign up and download that, okay? create some urgency. You may have that goal that's way out there, but what is the divide it into smaller steps so that you've got a goal that's close by that you need to work on. The other thing that you're going to want to do is to set goals in a variety of areas. And one of the good things about that is it doesn't make it seem like you've got a mountain. You've got one big goal that seems like a mountain, and you know, sometimes you can't move on it as fast as you want to. But when you have goals in a lot of different areas, if you can't work on one area, you can always work on another. Okay? And so that, I guess, brings us to some pointers in terms of goal setting, that you want to set small goals that are realistic. You want to write your goals down for sure. You want to create a daily to-do list for these goals. And I've been doing that with, like I said, a program since January, and I can't begin to tell you about the kinds of results that I've gotten since then. And I'll tell you more about that when we get to the next show. And it's important to write down positive statements, statements that are going to reinforce your goals and, you know, update your to-do list every night. Now, you know, the piece that I think is so important is for me is that about once a week I have to take a look at my goals and say, have I actually worked on all of these? Have I actually done something to move these forward? And it's easy to not have worked on those things. Okay, so that's why it's important to go back and take a look at your goals and to do the to-do list. And I do the to-do list at night. As I'm closing down my day, I look at my list from the day before to see if I've accomplished everything that I set out to accomplish. If I'm not, or I haven't gotten as far as I should, I transfer that to my to-do list, and then I add the other things. And the other thing that I've started doing, which sounds kind of weird, is many times the important things that you have to do don't have a time on them. So you know you have a client at 10, you know you have a client at 12, right? And theoretically, in between the 10 and the 12, you're going to work on something, right? So what I've started doing is I've started putting at the top of my to-do list the important things that I have to do. I have to do research on a particular topic. I have to write a lesson plan. I have to follow up with whatever. And then at the bottom of my to-do list, I put all the things that are in chronological order. So I have a 9 o'clock, I have a 10 o'clock, I have a 12 o'clock, I have a 2:30. Those go at the bottom of my to-do list because I'm going to do them regardless. It's the important things that I really need to get done. And so the change in your thinking is subtle, but it's really important. So instead of saying, oh, I got 10 more minutes or I have 15 minutes before my next appointment, and just kind of piddling that away, you say to yourself, oh, I need to start on this, and I need to hurry up because and see how much I can get done before the client is there. And I think that makes a huge difference, and it helps you to use any found time that you've got and not to waste time. So I would recommend everybody, if you're already doing a to-do list that you like, to make that one change. So, all right, what do we need to do? All right, I want to talk to you about two things that are going to help you get to your goals faster. One is the speed of implementation. This is how fast you use new information and, you know, get going on what you're doing, right? The faster you use it, the more likely you are that you're going to keep using it, the more likely you are to succeed. So we're talking about setting goals and downloading the Wheel of Life. The person that, you know, has already done it while they're listening to this radio broadcast is probably going to be more successful than the person that says, oh, I'll wait till the weekend to do it. Because other things are going to happen, you're going to forget. So think about the speed of implementation. The faster that you can use new information and actually get started, the faster you're going to succeed. The second thing is the confidence-competence loop. The more you do a thing, the better you get at it, which builds your confidence so that you're willing to do it more. And this is a big step in terms of managing your mind. Because part of what you need to do is to manage your mind, learn to you know, change defeating and negative self-talk, which can defeat your confidence, and change that into some, you know, rational positive thought. And I think that's really important because no matter how smart we are, no matter how rich we are, there's a little voice inside that says things to us like, you know, you're not as good as you think you are, or shouldn't you do such and such, and, you know, you whisper in your ears. So I think that this is really important to really start managing your mind and to do it quickly. Start with little things, okay? And that's why I think that exercise about I love you, I really love you works, because that's starting to manage the fact that you are deserving of the good things that can come to your life. I want to spend just a little bit of time on the success formula, which I don't think I've mentioned recently, and it's you times change times follow-through equals success cubed, because I think that has a lot to do with how you are able to set goals and have a way to figure out what's going on so that you can evaluate it. So one of the things that you can do when you're having obstacles or whatever, say, is it, does it have to do with me or my style? Is it has to do with the way I'm making the change? Does it have to do with the follow-through? So one way that you can help yourself is to get support, whether that's personal, you know, like friends and colleagues or relatives to support you, right, to improve your role in you know, reaching your goals. So you talk more often to people who, you know, that are ready to support you and less to the people that aren't. But it could also mean that you need to attend some seminars or join some meetups or find a group of like-minded people. Try to avoid, you know, the pessimists and the naysayers. Look for a mentor. So get some support. Changing, you know, change requires that you learn new habits. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard to implement something new when you can't change your old habit. And a huge part of making that real lasting change is learning new habits that are going to support your goals. So, for instance, the walking is something that I can do. You know, my goal is to get some exercise and movement so that when I'm 90 years old, I'm still moving. My father, who's 93, my father came up out of the cellar and he had knee pads on. And my mother said, "Have you ever seen anybody that's so careful with their knees?" And my father said, "How many 93-year-olds do you know that are down on their knees?" So, you know, that's kind of the view of life that I want to have. So, you know, you have to learn to make those changes sustainable. So that's the other reason. When you have positive, you know, reasons, that's going to help you happen. You know, and sometimes, you know, be a little gentle with yourself. You don't have to tackle every single habit at once. You can, you know, go for the one that's going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. Follow through. It's easier to follow through when you eliminate obstacles. And, you know, how many times have you been going along smoothly and something happens and some obstacle happens and, you know, you're ready to give up? Okay, and that's, again, one of the reasons that you need support. So you want to take a look and analyze that obstacle and understand how you can overcome them. You know, are they emotional or are they actual? All right, so, you know, for instance, walking the dog in the morning requires that I get up earlier so that I can, you know, still do my business at the same time. You know, determine what kind of control and you know, that you have so that you can overcome some of those obstacles or change them. Figure out what action you need to change, you know, taking small, manageable things. Say, let me try this and see if this works. Let me try that and see if this works. And again, you know, support is really important. So those are, you know, if you can work on those three areas after you set your goal, if you find that you're not getting to your goal as quickly as possible, take a look at that. And that's going to help you say, okay, am I not working as hard as this because I don't have any belief in what I'm doing? Is it because I have to change a habit that I haven't been willing to do? Or is it, you know, that I'm not following through? And I think, again, the important part is to know that you're not a victim, that you really have control over these things. You know, you change a little bit here, you change a little bit there. And hanging out with people, you know, and this is the whole thing about Think and Grow Rich, is if you hang out with people that are doing the kinds of things that you want to do, chances are you're going to be able to do it faster. Because they're going to help you to leapfrog so that you won't have to make every single mistake that they made. And they'll be able to support you and let you know that it is, in fact, possible. And I think that is one of the things that is so important when you make a big goal, to know that you can actually do it. Okay, one last piece of information is that there is another way of goal setting that people don't talk about. Sometimes it's called, I call it inverted planning or backwards planning or backwards design. And it's used a lot in education, okay? And it starts out with what your objective is and what your end goal is. And then you work backwards to develop your plan. So, you know, by starting at the end and looking back, you mentally, one, it says to you, I feel like I can succeed. And then you map out the specific milestones that you need to reach and identify where in your plan that you may, you know, be low energy or high energy. And one of the things that is really good about this is when you start at the beginning, you say, I want to buy a $250,000 house. And the first thing that you say is, where am I going to get that kind of money? Or my credit's not good. If you start at the end and say, I want to buy a $250,000 house, you know, the first thing is I need to make sure that I have a good credit rating. I need to make sure that I've looked at certain things. I need to make sure. And you work it backwards, and you find that it's much easier to accept the steps that you have to do. It's kind of like if you say, I have to have a presentation printed. You go, okay, the date of the presentation is on the 10th. I need the books by the 8th. The printer needs at least a week, so I need to get them there by the 1st. Then, you know, what do I have to do to get the book ready to get to the printer? Well, I need to make sure that somebody edits it, so I need 2 more days for that. And I need to get some graphics done, so I need to get them started. And so you actually, by doing that, it gives you a much better timeline about what you have to do. And, you know, it's like having, you know, like doing a good presentation. When the presenter tells you where he's headed right from the beginning, then as the presentation unfolds, it's easy for you to follow the content and think about it as you're going along. If you have to figure out the main points as they come, your energy is often used up trying to figure out how they fit together. So that's just an extra little point. I find it really helpful, okay? So this is the information. So we want to see how fast you're going to implement it. How are you going to use what you learned? And there's more than one way to move forward. And I purposely make this show only about 50 minutes long so that you have 10 minutes to write down some of your action plan. So the question really is, how much effort are you willing to put into this? And I hope that you're going to take a minute and think of some goals, that you download the 2 things on my website, that you take a look at them, that you use the speed of implementation, and then go to the confidence loop so that you can actually get more done and feel better about yourself and be happier, and that you inject yourself, that your goals are really for you, and make them as personal as you possibly can. It doesn't have to be a reason that's going to change the world. Obviously, high heels are not going to change the world, but they make me feel good. Because when I was 440 pounds, I couldn't wear high heels. So take a minute and plan the actions that you are going to take. I just want to say that I'm really glad that you took some time to spend with me today. And when we hang up, I want you to take the next steps. I want you to start dreaming and turn those dreams into goals. I want your goals to turn into plans. I want your plans to turn into specific actions so that you get what you want, get what you deserve. So how are you going to adopt living? You know, you're available for new information. You're dependable and consistent. You're educable to invest in lifelong training. You can promote your personal and professional integrity. And it's transferable, okay, to use in all the different areas of your life. So what are you going to do differently? What did you learn that will help you? We are almost halfway through 2015, but there are plenty of time to end 2015 on a really high note. So from I'm Ready For Me and Yvonne McCoy, remember to be empowered, design your life with ease, and have a formula that works with you and for you. I'm Ready For Me. I'm going to be healthy, wealthy, and alive. I'm ecstatic. Be sure to click on the like button. And until our next show, have many great days. I'm ecstatic. I hope you are too.